Alex, you're mentioning sports, so I cannot go to details, but what I can stress again is that our red lines are there. They're quite clear, and our indispensable nuclear rights to have peaceful nuclear energy is also there. Now, during the negotiations, we want these rights to be stabilized. So there is not an issue of recognition of our nuclear rights. It's a stabilization of our nuclear rights. So the other parts of your questions, well, there are some details of regarding negotiations. So like, for example, what means that there are some basic or deep differences. Parts of these issues are actually part of those gaps and differences. The sides are deliberating on that now. What subject will impact what, or what conclusion should be made? All of these, we should depends on how the process of talks go on and the final assessments, how they will be. So it's then at that stage where regarding the next step or next decision, you could make any speculations or make any comments. If you could also introduce yourself. Ershad Ahrari from Tamadun or Civilization Television from Afghanistan. If I can understand his Farsi, you said that some Afghans believe that there's been some vote rigging. Dr. Abdullah said maybe he will have a parallel government. There is probably a parallel government. If such a government is shaped, what stance will Iran take? No, regarding the first part of your question, I should say that we call this, we are following this as Afghanistan's news. So the judgment should be, the legal commission should be passed by the legal commission in Electoral Commission of Afghanistan. So we have invited the sides to self-restraint so that through legal channels and avenues, things should be pushed forward. So what Afghanistan needs today is tranquility and stability. So this is the third election held in Afghanistan, given the special circumstances. It's been a special one. Most of the countries in the world, I want to say that there has been such a free election in Afghanistan in the absence of foreign forces. So this kind of voting was favored by most countries. So we, as the Islamic Republic of Iran, also favored a vote at that stage. And we do hope that other measures that will be taken will be in continuation of legal processes and also respect the votes of the Afghan people. Afghanistan needs stability and security, which should be heeded by all sides. At the same time, taking it off the legal proceedings and channels within a legal framework could help so that the peace and stability could be restored as soon as possible. You did not answer my question specifically. I mean, there's a team by Mr. Abdullah. They're mostly colleagues of the Islamic Republic of Iran. If this parallel government is announced, will Iran support that or not? Well, at this stage, let's see what legal means will be adopted in Afghanistan and what the official results will be. Again, I should stress that we call all the sides to exercise self-restraint and that peace and stability is the key issue in Afghanistan today. And the status quo, you should not see any fanning, any activities that would fan instability and insecurity. So we're hopeful that the commission in charge, that's the legal body in charge, will be able to carry out its duty well. Now, it's usually women are used to asking two questions and men will ask one. Although we don't know what this started to be. Well, that's what's been going on. Now, regarding Iraq, I wanted to ask regarding the comments made by Iraq Kurdistan region in terms of moving toward some kind of independence. I want to hear Iran's official stance regarding this. Well, we announced that we want to see unity, territorial integrity, and integration of Iraq, and this is our official policy, and any we would support any move in that direction. Disintegration of Iraq will not be in the interest of the Iraq people, and we're confident that no Iraqi wants to see disintegration and weakening of their country. At the same time, the legal framework at hand is a constitution of Iraq. There are the necessary capacities in order to respond to the requirements of all the groups and factions. So this legal framework needs to be heeded seriously, on the basis of which most definitely the interests of all Iraqis and the country will be preserved in the region. And we see an integrated and a strong Iraq that can play its role in the region well. And most definitely Iraqis will take steps in line with they know what schemes and plots their enemies are taking. They will not take steps in that direction, and hopefully all the factions and groups and tribes in Iraq will comprehend this and take heed of this important issue and the current sensitive journey. At the same time, for the formation of the new government and the political processes regarding terrorism, necessary action will be taken so that terrorist operations in Iraq will also be come to an end. Go ahead. The greetings. Given the developments in the region and Tehran and Riyadh, both are stressing on improvement of relations in Iran, so that Iran favors the visit of the Saudi foreign minister to Tehran. I want to ask you specifically if Iran has any plan for a betterment of relations between Iran and Saudi Arabia. Well, I think in every meeting we have had, this has been raised. For such a dialogue to be shaped, there should be preparations of both sides. I think last year in the fall, we had this regional trip by Dr. Zarif, and we announced that we are ready. Well, then Riyadh was not prepared for visit Sumay. At the same time, during the past few months, we've always announced that the situation in the region requires the cooperation of all regional nations. At the same time, the role of Saudi Arabia as a key player was also heeded in the meantime, and we believe that Saudi Arabia can play a more constructive role, and in case this role is played and in case the right step is taken in that direction, this is a kind of contribution to the settlement, the resolution of regional issues. So Iran's preparedness has been there already, and we want to stress it again that we are prepared here in Tehran. So hopefully the right steps, constructive steps will be taken in order to the see shaping up of a constructive dialogue for the region. Mr. Taraki. No, I want to ask you two questions. The first one, well, they did not repeat your question to civilize this thing. This is the issue we have with the world. They just repeated and said that this is our new indispensable rights. In continuation of my colleague's question, Al-Hayat paper said that Mr. Zarif, after negotiations, will soon have a visit to Riyadh. Is this on the agenda of the foreign ministry? Will this take place soon? And second question, nuclear issue. Mr. Zarif yesterday in an interview said that 50% of the texts we have agreed upon, I want to see on what issues those agreements have been made. Now, regarding the visit to Riyadh, we had already announced our preparedness. If the ground is paved and if prep arrangements are made, then the visit could be possible. Now, but as for the specific time, no, I cannot mention that specific date. So we need to see how prepared the host country is. Now, as for your second question, regarding Dr. Zarif's statements that 50% of the draft agreement that he mentioned, because we're not supposed to have any comments on the draft or the text, because it's being still worked on, and by the end of the negotiations, the details or parts or paragraphs of that draft or text could undergo change. So, well, it shows that there have been some agreements on that 50% of the text. So that means that there has been agreement on some points, and that there has been a progress, but no matter how slow, at the same time, I should stress that what is left, there are those basic and deep gaps and differences, not a tough negotiations that are going and need to continue, technical and legal, political negotiations in various spheres in parallel. They need to be ongoing so that the ground will be paid for coming up with an agreement and solutions in the remaining parts. But we should allow us, you know, because making comments now is will be kind of premature, because thing is ongoing. So hopefully in the future week, in the next weeks, we before the end of this month, a couple of next weeks, we'll be able to give more details. Now, Arab media and Western media have also announced that a number of Iranian fighter jets, Iraqi jets, there are still seven fighter jets that have been returned to Iraq from Iran. Iran has not sent any kind of military hardware or jet fighters to Iraq. You don't have two questions? Now, we heard the other day that The Hague has a verdict against America, given that America has violated the Algeria Declaration, and it should face